WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It is 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Three pedestrians escaped life-threatening injuries after they were struck by a hit-and-run driver early Sunday morning at the west end of the Northgate District. Witnesses told College Station Police the group was in or near the crosswalk that leads from westbound University to Welburn Road when they were hit. Online at WTAW.com is the description of the suspect's vehicle and license plate. A missing persons report to College Station Police leads to the discovery of human remains. CSPD sent the remains to a medical examiner to identify and determine the cause of death. The remains were found Saturday morning near Navarro and Welburn. For a college town, those demographics are not reflected when you look at the College Station City Council. That was one of the topics discussed during City Manager Kelly Templin's appearance on our show. As for only 2 of the 7 members being under the age of 40.
I think we have probably a pretty good cross-section there. We don't have anybody in their 20s, right. But I can tell you that regardless of their age, they're all opinionated, and they'll wake up in the morning and want to do what's best for College Station. I think they have different ideas as to how to get there. I think as long as they, you know, approach a job with civility, they're going to get along great with staff, and we're going to make progress.
Former Councilman John Nichols returns when the governing body holds their next meeting, which is today instead of Thursday due to Thanksgiving. At least 4 months and at least 2 delays in the making, developers now have the Bryan City Council's green light to pursue a residential, retail, and office development bordered by Briarcrest, Boonville, and Green Valley. Initial plans for the Trafalgar development were opposed by those living in the adjoining Wheeler Ridge neighborhood, including Councilman Buppy Simon.
20 minutes ago, I was a no. And just by the presentation that I heard, I'll be voting for this.
Changes that were made included land bordering Wheeler Ridge being restricted to single-family homes and or senior-assisted living facilities where the height is limited to 2 stories. A man from the Texas Hill Country has admitted to sexually assaulting a woman in College Station 4 years ago. 29-year-old Bill Veers III of Spring Branch was sentenced to serve 2 years and register as a sex offender. According to the prosecutor handling the case for the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, the victim, who was 22 at the time of the attack, agreed with the punishment. So did a second woman who accused Veers of an attack in a Texas A&M dorm room in 2013. The second case was dismissed shortly before a jury trial was scheduled, according to the prosecutor, due to insufficient evidence. And a correction to the story about last week's Bryan City Council appointment of a former member to a volunteer board. The reappointment of Art Hughes was to the Brazos Central Appraisal District Board of Directors. The council learned there was more to becoming a member of an appraisal district board from City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada.
The Appraisal District Board of Directors now has a set of criteria in order to qualify to be on that board. It was put into law 2 sessions ago by the state legislature.
After Strada told the council Hughes met the state's criteria, he was unanimously appointed to a second term. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 45 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them is the true measure of our thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia with Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, reminding you that traveling is a big part of the season, and taking a little time for auto care now can help avoid costly breakdowns later. Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, wishing this Thanksgiving finds you with plenty of reasons to give thanks. Located on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William Joe Bryan Parkway, next to the main post office.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to wish you all the timeless treasures that this Thanksgiving has to offer you and your family. May you be blessed with the warmth of home, the love of family, peace, and happiness. As we give thanks for our food, friends, and family this year, let us be mindful of God's precious gift to us. May your holidays be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell Campaign. You have an office space.
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build our way, and that system is going to be responsible for sunshine today. There will be some passing clouds. All in all, we're partly to mostly sunny and 65 to 70. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with temperatures between 50 and 55. Partly sunny day tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, close to 50. Wednesday, we'll have sunshine. Highs Wednesday, between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're of course going to be talking Aggie football's big victory over Ole Miss on Saturday. The Aggs have a chance to do something that's only happened twice so far in the Kevin Sumlin era, and that's get 9 wins on a season. If they win against LSU and then win the bowl game, they will finish the year at 9-4, and that hasn't happened since 2013. So fingers crossed, we'll see how that works. Also, we'll be looking at the NFL. Tom Savage had a big performance yesterday as the Houston Texans picked off a win. Here's Savage after the victory.
It feels awesome, you know. I mean, it's hard to win in this league. I mean, that's just, you're looking out there and you're throwing against Patrick Peterson and you got the Honey Badger out there. It's just like, at the same time, you take a step back and you look at it from a fan perspective and you're like, this is awesome.
Awesome. He meant to say awesome to finish that off. But we'll hear a little bit more from Tom Savage coming up, as well as Dak Prescott following a big loss. Dallas Cowboys falling to the Philadelphia Eagles last night. All that more coming up in sports.
So we know that there's some of you who aren't even going to be around here by the time Thanksgiving rolls around.
Mm-hmm.
So travel safely if you're doing that.
Yes.
But just so you know, about 67 today, 75 tomorrow, and then Wednesday is kind of a different day because we're going to have a front blow through here. And actually, front probably comes in Wednesday night, but we're going to Tuesday night, but we're going to get some sunshine. And Wednesday will be an okay day, but Wednesday night it's 40. Just so you know, it's 40.
Whew.
Yeah, then we're back up to about 68 on T-Day. And then 75 or so on Friday.
At least it's not 70. I mean, at least you can wear jeans and a long sleeve
exactly
shirt.
Exactly right.
And you're not sweating.
Kind of dressed for the season. That's it. So, and that has a lot to do with that. So, did you do Renfest this weekend?
I did. I did.
I did too.
Oh, you did?
And I went to King's Feast yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And, I'm a little off my game today, and I apologize for that because King's Feast. King's Feast, so we were given some tickets from some folks. We know people.
Good.
And King's Feast is basically, I don't know if either one of y'all, I guess I take it neither one
no.
of y'all have been.
Yeah,
they put you.
It's a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
They
put you in a room, and it's a big, big feast hall or whatever, and they bring you all the food that you can handle.
And all the drink that you can handle.
And they do bring you some libations, and so it's a good time.
Actually, I went to the first King's Feast ever.
Really? Okay.
That's how long ago that was.
Ooh.
And I'm going to say that was
the first King's Feast.
About 1975, okay?
Really?
Yep. And I know. It's ancient history, isn't it?
It might be. I think they have some different performers. Some of them, I think, have been there since 75.
Probably.
They probably do. But and that was the thing, is that there was a guy at the station I was working at. He said, let's go do that. So I said, that's fine. Of course, they gave us free tickets because we're media Ponscum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
we
went and, you know, and you're right, plenty of food and plenty of beverages and all that. And the particular beverage they had there was really very good. And so a couple of weeks later, I go back and I have to buy the beverage. And it was like $4.50 a glass
Which
at that time.
Back in the day,
that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, if I can't go to the King's Feast,
I don't want to go.
That's exactly right. But that's kind of...
Well, I went on Saturday, and interesting little bit of news, they actually had a power outage on Saturday. And so probably around 2-3 p.m., they were only taking cash. No credit card.
Wow.
All the credit card machines were down and all the ATMs were down. So, and then other things that required power, like the bathroom lights, were down. And so we were planning on leaving anyway around 5 o'clock to make sure we could get back in time for the A&M game.
Right.
And so we left normal, da da da. Well, later we saw online, like on a certain news outlet, that it had the power out. The power never came back on. And so they had to close the festival early on Saturday.
Wow.
And like 40,000 people had to leave all at once.
Yeah, right.
Because they had to close down for safety issues. And typically they're open to like 10 p.m. And now all of a sudden you're going, nope, everybody's got to go now. And that caused, of course, as you can imagine, a huge traffic jam.
Sure.
And I think a couple of fender benders, which didn't help. So we left at the perfect time from the sounds of it. And it was kind of nice because had I been able to use my credit card, more mead would have been bought.
And that's the thing.
And
right.
So
yeah.
It was, you know, cash only. And I came home with my flower crown that I wanted.
No.
And yeah, so no, it was a lot of fun though. We had a good time.
No, to Renfest people, get a generator next time.
They actually had some backup generators, but I think it took a little while for them all to get cranked up.
Oh. Yeah, it was. So, but from the sounds of it, obviously Sunday things were back in shape, I guess. So,
yeah,
and I think what happened was there was an accident in the parking lot that like hit a utility pole or you know something.
It was kind of a
mess without it being too obvious, but until they couldn't turn the lights on at night, and that's when it became an issue.
Well, and like I said, we were gifted some tickets to this King's Feast. It was, I think, generally like $119 bucks.
They're not cheap. Yeah, I'm sure they're not.
All you can eat and drink,
yeah,
and then,
well,
you know,
true.
Yeah.
And, you know, shows and things like that.
I like the idea of thinking about 40,000 people, probably 28,000 of them self-important, trying to get out of the parking lot
exactly.
at one time.
All those Houstonians trying to head up the road.
Now, let's not put it on all
the Houstonians.
There are a lot of people probably from Fort Bend County and Montgomery County and all around who are just misbehaving.
They wanted to get out of that so they could go to 290 and wait for a little while.
That's right. All right, let's talk food because after all, it is Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
We didn't discuss this last week, but apparently, you know, when the president was over in Japan, he went to Munch's Burger Shack.
Okay.
And he dined on the Angus Beef Colby Jack Cheeseburger.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good.
And ever since then, the lines out of this joint have been out the door and around the block.
Of course.
Oh, that's a fantastic recruiting tool. I mean,
it's called
promotions.
The Donald Trump set. Costs $12. It's a well-done burger.
Ew.
That has U.S. American Angus beef.
All right.
I thought that was the whole thing, though, to get the Kobe beef.
Thought that was... Well, but he's not going to do that. See, that's bad publicity if he does that.
Got to get American
that's
beef.
That's right. So we get American meat and do that, and it's for $12.
All okay.
Right. So now comes, I was reading an article over the weekend, how do you prepare the turkey?
Okay.
Because you've got purists who just want to do the butter ball in the oven.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You got the people who want to deep fry.
Yeah.
You got the people who want to do like a, you know.
My roommate smokes it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smoking, that's
smoked
it.
Smoked turkey.
You know, if you had a paleo diet, maybe there's some paleo turkey you could do. I don't know. But
paleo
also,
turkey.
Well, you know,
I think turkey is paleo.
And you can cook it however you want.
You just can't eat cheese. You can't eat processed
stuff. Hello.
I didn't know you were going to be doing the food section this early today.
Okay.
But,
do you want me not to? We can wait till later if you're going to be in.
No. This is important. It should be announced in the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Correct an error that we perpetrated the other day.
Okay.
You know the business that we were telling everybody that there's no pumpkin and pumpkin pie and pumpkin stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That's not true.
Oh.
That was simply somebody put it on a blog to see if they could get away with it, and it's been running for 2 years like crazy.
Wait,
people
you mean...
People believe it. Go to Snopes. They'll correct you and tell you, no, it's all... Libby sells 85% of the pumpkin stuff in America, and all of Libby's stuff is actually a breed of pumpkin called Dickinson pumpkin. See, I know these things because I looked it all up.
Yeah, but you didn't know. You like any of everybody else, you went for this. I fell for it.
Just like, well, I mean, we broadcasted it on the air.
Yes,
we pointed out that
we
it was all a squash, you know.
Did.
And,
I did it.
Technically, I guess you could say it is, but it's not what we're thinking. It's not the some kind of squash,
the
you know.
Squash or the things that we think
of. That sort of stuff.
Corn-type squash.
Actually real live pumpkin.
Oh,
and
we feel
the
so much
earth
better.
Has once again been restored to its proper balance on its poles, and I feel much better now.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you sharing.
Good day.
Bye. Oh.
Got corrected by the big man.
And there's somebody out there who is chortling over having done that to us, U.S. Americans. We're so stupid that we believed it because we
I'll
saw
believe
it.
Anything.
We saw it as the little pictures on the screen. Well, anyway, so there's lots of different ways you can prepare your turkey. Fast forward to now, 2017, we need something different. Well, actually, what it is Reynolds Wrap, who make these cooking bags.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they need to move some product.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the idea is now, because you have an enclosure, I mean, you could put dang near anything on your turkey. So if you go to their website, they're suggesting, not by brand name but by type, Flamin' Hot Cheetos all over your turkey.
Yes, I saw
this. All right, see?
Huh.
I mean, go. You're skeptical.
Nah.
Okay, because here's
you know, it might be pretty good.
You butter it. What you do is you smash your bag of whatever.
So okay,
and
okay.
Again, they don't call them Flamin' Hot Cheetos. They just, you know, whatever your favorite hot corn puffs, as they call it.
Spicy corn puffs.
Yeah, okay,
spicy
whatever that would puffs. Be. Now, or you could, hey, you could do Chex Mix, I guess. You could do almost anything.
Okay,
so
okay.
You scrunch that all up, and you know, until it's down to a powder, and then you put butter all over your turkey, and you throw that stuff in the bag, and then you close it up, and boom, you're ready to go.
There you go. A little crunch, crunch.
Hang on. Yes, hello.
Hey, I prepare my turkeys by telling them right up front they're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Ooh, sorry.
Thank you. Hello.
You're not pardoned.
Next thing you're going to tell me is that restaurants use mashed peas in their guacamole.
No, we're not going to say that. That's we've heard that before. We don't know if that's true. But the other thing they mentioned is Cool Ranch Doritos. That might be interesting.
So, yeah.
Wow, now you're both skeptical.
Yeah.
And I understand. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
The idea is, okay, but it doesn't do anything to infuse the meat.
Right.
It's just kind of on the skin.
It's more of a crust.
Right. So anyhow, but the whole purpose, once again, is so that they can sell some Reynolds oven bags. They don't really care whether you like it or not, just as long as you buy some of their product. Okay. Oh, good news here. WebMD says, so it must be true, that adopting a dog will help you live longer.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep, and said especially if you're single. So there you go.
Yes.
Says a new Swedish study, they tracked 3.4 million middle-aged and older people for 12 years.
Okay, that's a pretty good study.
Yep.
Sometimes we get, you know, crappy numbers,
but that's
a good
one. This is a good sample. All were free of heart disease at the beginning of the study. Dog owners who lived alone with 11% less likely to die of a heart attack or heart disease than anybody who doesn't have a dog.
Hmm.
Dog owners in general have a higher level of physical activity.
Makes sense. Got to walk the dog.
That's right, out there exercising them. Other explanations included just increased well-being and more social contacts because you got a puppy.
At least somebody will love me.
That's exactly right. By the way, a bunch of engravings that they recently uncovered in the Arabian Desert show humans kept dogs on leashes 8,000 years ago.
What?
Wow.
Which is a lot longer than we thought.
Didn't want them to run away.
Yeah, like reeds or something?
Well, I'm not sure exactly.
But did they
how
keep
they
their kids on leashes?
Well, no, they didn't do that. Oh, by the way, if you didn't, and of course you did not win the lottery because we had no winners, if you're looking for a windfall for the holidays, just remember that Tuesday night's drawing will be $106 million. Ooh. And then there was no winner on Saturday, so Wednesday night will be $134 million. So you got that going for you. If you need a whole lot of money for the holidays.
Yeah, get some Christmas shopping done.
And this is probably a recall worth mentioning because it's the Honda Odyssey minivan. You probably know somebody who owns one of those. The Honda Odyssey minivan has been recalled 900,000 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Saying
lots of soccer moms.
Exactly. The second row seats in the vans may tip forward if they're not properly latched after being adjusted.
Well,
you're supposed to properly latch them.
What has that got to do with Honda?
Yeah.
I mean, that has to do with you.
Right.
You're the person who's getting it all set up. But anyway, they say Odyssey minivans 2011 to 2017, nearly all of which are in North America. Company says it's already received 46 reports of minor injuries. So I don't know what they're going to do as far as the adjustment is concerned,
right,
but just make sure that thing's, you know, clicked down the way it's supposed to be.
I still don't get how that's, how's that Honda's fault? Still don't understand.
Maybe if you've got one, if you know one, know somebody's got one, be sure they know about it. But again, 900,000, that's a bunch of vehicles for sure. All right, 725.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:25. Checking the weather. Sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be a nice day once we warm up here a little bit. 67 will be the high temperature with winds out of the east. Then tonight down to about probably 50 degrees. Tomorrow, 74 is our high. And then about the same low, about 50-ish. And then Wednesday is when the change comes. Going to have a wind shift. High will be 64 and breezy. And winds out of the north at about 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night, our low is 40. But then we warm back up. Thanksgiving Day, 68 degrees. And then on Friday, we'll be up at 74 with sunshine. Right now, winds out of the east at 5. 71% relative humidity, fair skies. And we've got 45 out there.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last Thursday, some stunning news from the International Energy Agency. The IEA projects that America will account for over 80% of the worldwide growth in oil production over the next 10 years. They're not happy about that. During the same period, the U.S. is expected to produce 30% more natural gas than Russia. It's a good thing Hillary's not in the White House. She'd sell it all to the Russians. The head of the IEA, Fatih Birol, told a UN climate conference that America will become the undisputed leader of oil and gas production worldwide. Did you catch that? The undisputed leader. I guarantee you, folks, if Hillary Clinton was in the White House upholding the Obama legacy as she promised, there's no way this milestone would be reached. During his 8-year run, Obama did everything he could to destroy America's oil and gas production, to appease the wacko global warming crowd, and to manage America's decline. But the American economy and the world economy run on energy from fossil fuels. Wind, solar, all that other clean boutique stuff that liberals love, it can't fulfill anywhere near present-day demands, let alone fuel a robust growing economy. That's why America reigning as the undisputed leader of real energy production matters. It means we're coming back like a rocket, and it wouldn't have happened if Trump had not won.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, when it comes to identity theft, you have a choice, folks. You can rely on monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, or you can get LifeLock to see more. LifeLock is able to see things you might not be able to see, like someone getting an online payday loan in your name. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of threats. And if you have a problem, one of LifeLock's specialists will work with you to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you'll have identity theft protection that allows you to see more identity threats than you may otherwise miss. Memberships start $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And you can get a 10% discount by using promo code RUSH. Just call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. 10% off. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Another large development is coming to East Bryan. That's after the city council approved turning land bordered by Boonville, Briarcrest, and Green Valley into a mix of residential, retail, and office space. The council agreed with a Planning and Zoning Commission addition. Staff planner Stephanie Dolan says that limits land next to Wheeler Ridge to single-family homes and or senior-assisted living with a maximum height of 2 stories.
And that was in response to different concerns cited by citizens, both written and oral, at different P&Z meetings.
Councilman Buppy Simic, who lives in Wheeler Ridge, was going to vote against the proposal until he heard the updated plan.
I just want to thank P&Z for their hard work and what they've done. They spent a lot of time and effort, and they made sure they wanted to get it right. I had a lot of concerns coming into this today. With the presentation that I received, I just got to be honest, I changed my mind.
10 acres of the 52-acre site, known as Trafalgar, will be left as park space and for flood control. Developers can clear out up to 20% of the park space. College Station City Manager says progress is being made to resolve frustrations that a majority of the City Council expressed with development of new police headquarters.
The design that we had originally taken to them met the budget. They wanted to change those exterior materials, and some of those materials are expensive. So we're working to modify some of those materials. I saw an iteration of that yesterday. And I think we're getting there.
City Manager Kelly Templin, during our show, illustrated the need for more space.
I was happy enough to enjoy Thanksgiving luncheon with the police department staff yesterday, and they're stacked on top of each other. We have literally converted every closet in that building into an office. So we need to do something. You know, that building has not changed in 30 years, and the staff has tripled in that time.
Templin says he'll be the last person to ask the council for more money on what is currently a $28 million project. Human remains were found in College Station Saturday morning as part of a police investigation into a missing persons report. The remains were found in the area of Welburn and Navarro, then sent to a medical examiner for identification in a cause of death. The search is still on for the driver of a pickup that did not stop after striking 3 people in the Northgate District early Sunday morning. All 3 were treated at the hospital for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. A description of the truck, including a possible license plate, is online at WTAW.com. Witnesses told College Station Police the pedestrians were in or near the crosswalk in the exit ramp that leads from Westbound University to Welburn when they were struck. 15 months after Bryan police recovered 9 rifles and shotguns that were taken from one apartment, 2 local men have been arrested. 30-year-old Donald Chappell Jr. of Bryan was charged with theft of a firearm, smuggling firearms, and possessing prohibited weapons. 21-year-old Brock Birkins of Bryan was charged with tampering with ID numbers and tampering with evidence. According to the arrest report, a confidential informant provided suspect information. There's a plea agreement in one of 2 sexual assault cases filed in Brazos County involving a man from north of San Antonio. According to the district attorney's office, both victims agreed to the punishment given to 29-year-old Bill Veers III of Spring Branch. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison and was ordered to register as a sex offender. Both of the attacks were reported 4 years ago. Veers admitted to assaulting a woman who was 22 at the time. The second case involving a Texas A&M student in her dorm room was dismissed by prosecutors due to insufficient evidence. The prosecutor in both cases said it was during the investigation of what happened at A&M that led to the discovery of the other victim. Reaction continues on Capitol Hill to the revelation that more than $17 million has been paid since 1995 to settle claims filed by congressional employees related to sexual harassment, pay disputes, and other workplace violations.
This crap has got to stop. There's just no reason the taxpayers ought to be on the hook for a member's misbehavior.
Congressman Bill Flores on our show says they can work on doing something to stop the offending behavior.
Again, we've got to clean this mess up, and the people like that should not be in Congress.
Flores says they can work on this issue at the same time Congress is dealing with tax reform. And O'Brien School District Committee has issued two proposals for next year's calendar. You can vote online at bryanisd.org through the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Then the board will consider action in December. The calendar options include the first week of school going either 4 or 5 days, having a Thanksgiving break that is either 3 days or 1 week, and a Good Friday weekend that is either 3 or 4 days. Both options have the same date for the last day of school and the same date for high school graduation. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 45 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text HOME to 99,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text HOME to 99,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Text HOME to 99,000. That's HOME to 99,000.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Santa's Wonderland celebrates 20 years deep in the heart of Christmas.
My daughter gets so excited to go and see the nativity scene that they have. She says, Mama, Mama, there's Jesus, and her eyes and her heart just sparkle with joy. And when you see your kids happy, it just brings so much joy to us as parents, knowing that our kids are happy and we're able to enjoy it all together as one.
Share in the Texas Christmas spirit at Santa's Wonderland, open daily November 10th through January 7th.
Hey, good morning, 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's us, it's the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your local nationwide agent. Part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
This morning, satellite photos showing just a little bit of patchy cloudiness drifting across the state this morning. I think it ends up being a partly to mostly sunny day around the area. Temperatures anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees. Tonight, we're clear to partly cloudy. We're 50 to 55. Tomorrow should be partly sunny, a little bit warmer. High 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50. We'll cool off into Wednesday, sunshine and 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie football's big victory over Ole Miss on Saturday. Also, want to show a little love to our high schools. We didn't mention many of the games there in that first sportscast, if at all, but we want to make sure that we talk about the winners and even the teams that might have came up a little short in the first round of the playoffs. We'll mention all that. And, of course, the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans both played yesterday. Texans won, Cowboys lost. We'll hear from the starting quarterbacks of both teams, all that more coming up in sports.
So we just finished in our last newscast discussing when our kiddos going to be in school, what's the next academic calendar going to look like.
Yeah.
And today, I mean, it's a perfect example because Bryan schools are out all week long.
All week, yep.
The, you know, the teachers are doing development type stuff, but the kids are out all week long.
Mm-hmm.
College Station doesn't get out until Wednesday, so they get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But then if you look ahead, as far as College Station's concerned, I think they have an early release on the Friday before Christmas, and then they have that full Christmas week, and then they return actually on January the 8th. That's the way College Station's doing it. Now, Bryan, to look at their stuff, I think they get off on the 20th. Again, in high school, they get off on the 20th, I think, because they have exams and that kind of stuff.
Yep,
and
yep. Then, high school only release.
Then those kids don't have to go to school at all on the 22nd, and likewise, they come back on the 8th. So, I mean, there's a little bit of difference in there.
The 8th, man.
Yeah, and so now... So right now they can go to the BISD website and the
yes.
parents can kind of vote. Is that it?
Correct. Yeah. So you can go through the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So, you know, a week from tomorrow, you can go online and vote and you get the options of, you know, whether, again, this Thanksgiving break is the 3 days or if it's a full week, the Good Friday weekend, whether that's 3 days or 4 days, because I know sometimes they take that Monday off as well.
Yeah.
And then also whether the first week of school will have four or a full 5 days in it. I'm assuming, you know, whether you start a Monday or a Tuesday. So well, there's a few different options that you can take a look at.
Sure. And back in the day, again, we had struggled with, did you have those when you were in high school? Did you have your exams before the Christmas break or after the Christmas break? And actually, freshman and sophomore year for me was before, and then junior and senior was after. So
really?
They'd made that swap again a long time ago. But the other thing was College Station was so closely tied to the university.
Right.
That they tried to make sure that the kiddos were off pretty much when the
same time.
Off.
Yeah.
And so now things have changed. And, you know, we do have a whole lot of people who live in Bryan College Station who don't have anything to do with the university. So, I mean,
right.
that is a change as well.
Right.
So a little bit of struggle. And do you want the school districts to kind of be identical when it comes to that stuff? So you get a chance to vote now. All right, parents, according to Business Insider and CNBC, two-thirds of kids say they expect everything on their wish list.
Good luck with that.
Everything.
All of it.
Everything. Two-thirds say they expect to get every item that is on their list this year, according to the new survey, and 58% of the parents are going to try to make it happen.
Oh,
okay.
Good luck.
The survey also found 12% of parents have taken out high-interest payday loans to help pay for the Christmas presents.
That's insane.
Yes, it is. And 9% have broken into their retirement accounts.
Oh.
They're your kids. You have to tell them no sometimes.
Right. You don't
really
always get everything you want.
Sometimes Santa can't make just all your wishes
all
come
the toys.
True.
And then get this, 14% of us still haven't paid off our credit card debt from last
year.
Yeah.
Okay, just saying.
Yeah, my biggest issue is when I was asked to make a list, and I did, and then I got something that wasn't on the list.
You're going
someone tried to get a little creative and thought they knew I would like some, and then I didn't.
Okay. Yeah.
And why make a list if you're not going to follow the list?
You got cold, didn't you?
No.
Yes,
no,
you
I was always a good, nice, I was always on the nice list.
Oh, wow.
Well, we've got this, adding to this year's up.
Until I joined this show.
That's right. Now you're having
things
a big change.
Publicly.
Yeah. Adding to its years of pop culture weirdness, out, KFC is selling for $10,000 an internet escape pod.
Okay.
Okay. Wrapped in a creepily long-armed and long-legged Colonel Sanders figure. The dome, which, you know, shaped like a pod, holds, quote, four adults and a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's made from steel and a stainless steel mesh with the Colonel's figure created from an 8-pound high-density architectural foam and enamel paint. KFC warns that the pod may not be perfect as far as keeping the internet out. In their news release, the company said upon installation, every effort will be taken to ensure it fully blocks your device. You have the Colonel's word.
So I feel like KFC has a really perfect product because they spend a ton of time doing other things.
You're right.
Like, we are always talking about KFC making something other than fried chicken.
Correct. They're out there. They're doing what they can.
And it's super bizarre, and it's only available in China, but yeah, they're out there.
We still talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey, congrats and happy anniversary to QE2 and Prince Philip.
Oh, yeah.
7-0.
Wow.
70 years of weddedness today. E! News reports that they released some new royal portraits to mark the occasion, mm-hmm. where Her Majesty wore a cream dress and a scarab brooch that features yellow gold, rubies, and diamonds that was given to the couple back in 1966.
Wow.
If you weren't alive to make their wedding,
too bad.
That's right.
By the way, Philip's an interesting character, man. He does not have much of a filter.
No, and not making any public appearances anymore.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Probably for that reason.
2,000 people had gone to the original nuptials, and they received 2,500 gifts and 10,000 telegrams. Telegrams. Remember those?
Yeah.
Anyway, the Mrs. clocks in at 91. The groom is 96.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course they have four kids, Prince Charles, who won't be king, Princess Anne,
no,
Prince
won't.
Andrew, that's right, and Prince Edward. So there you go. Got that going on. So happy anniversary
yeah.
to them.
Coming they still up, look great, too.
They do. Coming
looking
up
at
in
the next
picture
right
well, they
now.
Have good health care.
True,
yeah, that's true.
If you've got four or five castles and you got people to take care of you,
yeah, that's
out,
true.
Okay. Coming up next half hour, the best and worst things to buy on Black Friday. We'll let you know about
okay.
that. In the meantime, are you eating right or are you eating the wrong foods this year at Thanksgiving?
Oh.
Because you want to be like everybody else.
Yeah, of mm-hmm. course.
So a new survey asked people, BuzzFeed asked people, their preferences between Thanksgiving food. So here are the results. Between turkey and ham, 77% go for turkey. 71% say dry turkey is worse than under-seasoned turkey.
Yes.
And, of course, that's the thing is the juiciness of it is what it's all about.
Oh, definitely. Right.
That's why the different cookies.
So you can always add salt.
Sure, you can. The stuff we talked about. And this I don't believe. It's mashed potatoes or stuffing. 61% prefer mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Really?
Well, sometimes people just don't like stuffing.
Well, yeah, no, I was going to say, sometimes it's a consistency thing for people. Wet
yeah.
bread.
Yeah, I guess
I love stuffing.
Yeah, no, I do too.
Well, it's something that you can't get all the time.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Stuffing's one of those things that truly I only eat at Thanksgiving and Christmas, maybe Easter,
yeah,
maybe. But, you know, it's a holiday
I'm
food.
I'm going to take me some of these potatoes home with me.
Yeah, well,
but you can always eat mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Homemade cranberry sauce or canned, 68 prefer homemade. Well, homemade cranberry sauce has got to be
Whoa.
A hassle.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine.
I love getting it out of a can.
Yeah.
See, I don't like cranberry sauce.
At all.
Oh, really? What about like the, okay, Scott, do you prefer the whole cranberry,
oh, yeah.
like actual
oh, yeah.
sauce?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Or the like gelatin
no.
molded?
No. Because that you could just open up and eat with a spoon anytime.
True.
The cranberry.
Tasty.
Like the cranberries. The best extra side dish, 45% come in with mac and cheese.
Ooh, yes.
Now, why
I've
would you do
never,
that on Thanksgiving,
we've
though?
Never had mac and cheese at
I've
Thanksgiving.
Never,
really?
Never
yeah.
Have.
Never.
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 Have.
Mac and cheese is great for any occasion.
Oh, yeah.
It. It's good enough to stand alone.
Right.
You don't have to be putting it in there on
it's,
the Thanksgiving
yep.
table. 21% go with the green bean casserole. Mm, there you go, Chelsea.
Yes.
But once again, you got to make it yourself if you're going to have it at your house,
I
right?
Know. Yeah.
And 21% go with sweet potatoes.
Okay.
I would have thought a bigger number because, you know, again, one of those things that you normally have then. And mm-hmm. then when it comes to pie, apple pie is number one, 39%. Pumpkin pie second at 37, which, by the way, Mr. Downs
yeah.
corrected the internet for us. the internet was wrong, and Mr. Downs told us about it.
There is pumpkin in pumpkin pie.
That's right. It's a special kind of pumpkin that's grown pretty much for that purpose, I guess, and that's it. Pecan pie came in third at 17%. That's just because there are a lot of people. Yankees don't know how to make pecan pie. You know
True.
What I'm saying? I mean,
they call
I hate
it pecan
to say
pie.
That, but
anyway.
They do. They don't even know what to call it. That's right. But anyway, it came at third, and cherry pie is fourth at 7%. Mm. So there, if you want your table to be just like everybody else's.
Now you know.
That's it, 8:49. 7:49. Okay, good. It went so well up until then.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Imagine reading your own obituary in the newspaper, only you haven't died yet. Dr. Alfred Nobel read his obituary printed by mistake, and what it said about him changed the way he lived the rest of his life. You know Alfred as the man who created the Nobel Peace Prize. In 1888, Alfred's brother died, but the newspapers mistakenly published Alfred's obituary instead. The account of Alfred's life began like this. The Swedish chemist, who became rich by finding ways to kill more people faster than ever before, died yesterday. It got worse from there. Alfred Nobel was the inventor of dynamite. He'd created the technology for its many positive applications, but his invention soon led to widespread use in powerful weaponry. His most notable life's achievement had become a symbol for violence and death. Alfred had hoped to leave behind a respectable and honored legacy, but because of a mix-up in the newspaper, he realized that he was thought of very differently. Nobel was so distraught that he dedicated the rest of his life to a better legacy. Among other things, he donated the bulk of his sizable fortune to establish the Nobel Peace Prize, which is the annual award that honors people for outstanding contributions to peace. So what will your obituary say about you? You'll be remembered in death by the way you live your life today. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:52. Some quick high school football playoff scores from Friday night. A&M Consolidated rolled over White House 35-7. Now the Tigers will take on Hutto and the area round this Friday night in Waller. College Station blasted Jacksonville 65-0 to set up a second-round matchup with Georgetown Saturday afternoon in Waco, and Navasota saw its season come to an end with a 31-24 loss to Henderson. Fighting Texas Aggie football got back on the win wagon Saturday, holding off Ole Miss 31-24 out in Oxford. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin after the victory.
You know, anytime you go on the road in the SEC and win, you got to be happy about it, and particularly in the West. So, we weren't perfect, but I thought our guys played really hard, and you know, I'm happy for them.
Now, after giving up 24 points in the first half, the Aggie defense pitched a shutout in the second. Coach Sumlin gave credit to the players and the coaching staff for the adjustments.
Our defense did a nice job in the second half of really creating more negative yardage plays, sacks, forced the issue a little bit with the quarterback, and you know, that translated into really them not putting any points on the board in the second half and giving us a chance to win. So there were some adjustments by our coaches that turned out to be great decisions, and our players executed.
Now offensively, Aggie quarterback Nick Starkle threw for 272 yards and accounted for 2 scores for the Aggs, who improved to 7-4 on the year. They'll wrap up the regular season this Saturday when they head to Baton Rouge to take on LSU. Elsewhere around Aggieland, Texas A&M soccer saw its tremendous season come to an end Friday following the Notre Dame in penalty kicks in the second round of the NCAA tournament. The Maroon and White wrap up the year at 18-2-2 overall. Meanwhile, Lisa Bratton broke her own school record in the 200 backstroke, and Texas A&M women's swimming and diving won the Art Adamson Invitational. And out on the basketball court, the Aggie men rolled over UC Santa Barbara 84-65 Friday night. Now the guys will be in Brooklyn this evening to take on Oklahoma State in the Legends Classic. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock at the Barclays Center with broadcast right here on WTAW. The Houston Texans put a stop to a three-game skid yesterday with a 31-21 victory over Arizona. Tom Savage had a nice bounce-back performance, throwing for 230 yards and two touchdowns.
It feels awesome, you know. I mean, it's hard to win in this league. I mean, that's just, you're looking out there and you're throwing against Patrick Peterson and you got the Honey Badger out there. It's just like, at the same time, you take a step back and you look at it from a fan perspective and you're like, this is awesome, you know, and it feels great when you win. And like I said, it's tough to do it, but we found a way to make it happen.
Savage got by with some help from running back Dante Foreman, who rumbled for 65 yards and two scores as the Texans improved to 4-6 on the season. Meanwhile, it was a different week, but same story for the Dallas Cowboys, who got spanked by the Philadelphia Eagles 37-9 last night. Dak Prescott had his worst game as a pro, throwing for just 145 yards to go along with three interceptions.
Yeah, we're not moving the ball. We're not doing the things that we need to do. Simple as that. I mean, run game gets going, pass game's not. So, I mean, we've got to find a way to be balanced and be more consistent in both at the same time.
Dak and the boys fall to 5-5. Of course, they'll be back in action Thursday when they host the San Diego Chargers in a Thanksgiving matchup at Jerry World. Tonight's game has the Seattle Seahawks playing host to the Atlanta Falcons. Kickoff for that one is slated for 7:25 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And after taking yesterday off, both the Spurs and the Mavericks are back on the floor this evening. San Antonio is at home, hosting Atlanta at 7:30, and Dallas entertains red-hot Boston at 7:30 as well. The Celtics, by the way, are riding an NBA-high 15-game win streak. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2012 Kia Forte. It's a four-door car with a low price of $69.84. Now, this is a great car for somebody who just got their license, looking for a first car, a safe car. Well, this 2012 Kia Forte is the best for it. Again, it's a four-door car, a low price of $69.84. You can't beat that. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Around 400 BC, there lived a Greek philosopher named Diogenes. During the day, Diogenes would wander the streets of Athens, carrying a lamp and claiming to be looking for one honest man.
Where is he? Where is the one honest man I can trust?
We have an honest man living right here in Bryan College Station, and his name is Pete. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American, European, Japanese, or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. And Pete's Auto Care is the place you send your wife and daughters because you know they'll be treated fairly.
I've not only found an honest man, I've found an honest mechanic.
And it only took you 2,400 years. Don't you wait 2,400 years. When your car needs service or repair, take it to Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, across from Blinn. Pete's Auto Care.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about a minute till. Now, looking ahead to the rest of the week, just so you know, going to be nice temps today and probably pretty nice temps for tomorrow. But understand that we got a front coming through, and on Wednesday, 64, but winds out of the north at about 20 miles an hour, and 40 will be our low temperature. So really kind of chilly weather.
Little chilly.
About $1,300 worth of Sephora tester makeup destroyed at one store when a little kid played with 52 Makeup Forever eyeshadows.
Yes, ooh, I saw this.
Did it like they were finger paint.
Fun.
Yeah.
Where's the parents?
Exactly right. The New York Post says that the beauty store staffers quickly cleaned up the mess, but Of course, a viral photo was out there of the art project. And there's 20,000 reactions so far, 18,000 comments, and 25,000 shares on Facebook alone. And
everybody's course, a critic.
That's what Facebook is all about, just so you know. And let me see. Oh, well, we have more stories about Miley Cyrus. We haven't done a Miley Cyrus.
Oh, it has been a while.
New collaboration with Converse. Spark,
yes.
Spark, oh, you already know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I follow her on Instagram. She's already posted pics.
There you go. Talk about it next hour, 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station.